Well, hi, it's Mac. It's McColgan here in Audio Boo. And today, I'm having a rest day. We are both having a rest day. But what I decided to do today was to window lean all the windows in the house. And I think I've taken on a task that's far too big for one day. But I'm almost halfway around and I've still the outside to do. I was just in a polishing mood, you know, like Karate Kid, you know, polish the floor. So, I guess I'll have some muscles in the morning. But anyway, that's not what I wanted to talk about. What I wanted to talk about was listening to Phil Sorrell, who's the Daylight Gambler on Audiobook. And David Bailey, MBE, over there in the Balkans. And also Paul, who is Ioma on Audioboo, all talking about their lovely log fires in the wintry weather, sitting snuggled up, and how roasty toasty their fires are, sitting there with mulled wine or with the dogs around them, or just sounds so beautiful and warm and attractive, and it's kind of bugging me a wee bit, and I'll tell you why. About 3 months ago, we decided we would put an open fire, one that could burn virtually anything, but mainly coal and logs, with the option of putting in a multi-fuel stove. And the object of that was to, since there's only two of us now in the house, and given the rising cost of gas, basically we heat the house to heat ourselves in the living room in the evenings, and it's a waste of gas, so we decided to go ahead and we went, viewed all the lovely and attractive stores in Edinburgh and Falkirk and Glasgow, and jumped through all the hoops of finding out what we could put in, where we needed planning permission, and etc. etc. Then eventually decided on what we're going to do, and we organised one of the first companies to come out and give us an estimate. We've given a ballpark figure, and when the guy came out about 2 weeks following that to survey and get back to us with an estimate, which, by the way, I had to pursue because he was supposed to get back within a week with the estimate, and he didn't. So I identified a company and explained he hadn't got back. He had to get back to him. He got back to me with an email, and his estimate was over £2,000 more than what the store had said. And so I got in contact with the store and told them to forget it, because that wasn't a small discrepancy, it was a major discrepancy. And so they asked me to leave it with them. The guy came back after about 4 days with a phone call. It was left as a message, and that was to say, do you want to give me a wee call and we'll talk about the price? And I thought, no, that's a damn cheap, because, you know, if you've given me a price and you're now prepared to amend it by the sound of things, that meant you were ripping me off at the start, you were overcharging, and I don't want to deal with you, so I never even replied. That was the first case. The second case we arranged, after travelling many miles to another place, for the installer to come out and have a look. We were told he'd be there within a certain period on a certain morning. We stayed in, and by 11:30 a.m. he still hadn't turned up. I phoned the store. The store was busy on the line. So I left a message saying, just forget it, tell your guy not to bother coming. And about an hour later, I got a call from him saying that he was only a little bit late, And he would be there within the hour, which meant after 1. No, actually almost 2 o'clock, so I just told him, just forget it, just don't bother coming. I hate poor standards at the start, because you can expect poor standards following that. So anyway, we went to a third company. They came out from Glasgow, surveyed it, and told me he'd be back at the beginning of the week. This was a Friday or a Saturday. I think it was a Saturday morning. He'd come back and with a price. And that was 4 weeks ago. So either these people have got so much business that they don't need another several thousand pounds, or they're just so inadequate that they're not worth dealing with. So I don't know how people survive. If I had behaved in that manner when I was trading, I'd have had a very, very poor business indeed. So anyway, we've now abandoned the whole case. We had hoped that we'd have a stove or an open fire burning at the start of the year with Christmas coming up. Decorations are all up, Christmas trees are up. Well, the snow's gone now, but we've got more snow. It's snow on the ground. And it would have been lovely to have this open coal fire or stove burning away, as per the 3 people I've already mentioned. So I'm afraid that I'm kind of a jealous at the moment, hearing all that and wishing that I too were booing and saying, I have a lovely fire as well, and I have some mulled wine or something more Scottish beverage based in my hand, well, sitting roasting myself by the fire. Thanks, guys. You really made my day. But I still wish you all the best, and I hope you enjoy your fires. Bye for now.